Hey everyone, this is Will Power, IndyCar driver, and you are on the road again on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline studio high atop Chicago, and excited to have on the line with us. We've got a guy calling us directly from the National Park of Speed Road America. He is a two-time Rolex 24 at Daytona winner, 12-hour at Sebring winner, Le Mans Series winner, Formula 3 winner, and eight-time winner in the IndyCar Series. And now he is driving the number 67 IMSA 4 GC GT for Chip Ganassi Racing. Ryan Briscoe, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, and I don't know what the weather is like. We can see pretty far, can't see all the way up to Elkhart Lake and Road America, but it seems like the weather is pretty great. It's a great day for racing.
Tomorrow's looking awesome, yeah. We had some thunderstorms roll by today during qualifying, and a little bit of rain right at the beginning of qualifying, but then it dried up, and we were able to get it in on slick, so... It's beautiful out here right now, a few clouds around, but tomorrow looks perfect.
Yeah, we encourage people to get up there. When it comes to a road trip and it comes to racing and seeing it in person, there is no substitute for being there in person at the track. And Road America is a great place for fans because you have so many different vantage points, such a great track and a beautiful setting. And as a guy who has had success in so many different series and driven in so many different places all around the country, around the world, is talk a little bit about Road America, your thoughts on that, and from the driver's perspective, what it's like.
I mean, I think it's just one of the greatest tracks in the world. I mean, both from a driver's standpoint and from a spectator standpoint. I mean, like you touched on, the different vantage points you can see as a fan from around the track. I mean, it's great for camping if you're into that, or just coming to the track and setting up a tent somewhere on a grassy hill and watching the racing. My wife's family comes every year, and they bring a big crew of about 20 people and set up a couple of tents, and it's just awesome. They just love it, and a lot of the crew guys, they also camp here and really just take it all in. And as a driver, I mean, this track is just unreal. I mean, it's so fast. It's just one of those old school classic high speed road courses that they're very rewarding when you get it right. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it is a beautiful place to see and experience racing. And from behind the wheel, talk about it as a guy who's, you know, you've driven so many different kinds of cars in so many different settings, and speak to IMSA in general. This is, you know, one of the cool things about it. There's always great access at Road America, where I think every ticket is basically a pit pass. And so people get to be not only up close and personal, you know, with the drivers, but get to see the cars up close. And unlike a lot of those other series where they do everything they can to make all the cars as equal and the same as possible. With IMSA, you know, you have a lot of that diversity on the brand. Some of your favorite cars that you love to see and hope to someday aspire to own, you get to see them on the track.
Yeah, if you're a fan of cars, then this is the place to be. And, you know, you've got even the support classes, you know, lots of great different classes here. You know, the Lamborghinis and the Pirelli Sport Challenge, and you know, and just in our class as well, with the different manufacturers, there's a lot to look at and take pictures of. And, you know, like you touched on, you know, there's great access for the fans to get right up next to the cars and take photos and just watch the guys working on them under the tent. It's really good access that's sort of second to none anywhere around the world.
Yep. Well, you look at the Ford GT, the absolutely beautiful. That is a great car, and to have it be showcased as well. I mean, IMSA has always been one of our favorites as far as the series, and I know a lot of the listeners' favorites. But now you're seeing sort of, I think, added attention, right, and added coverage with that new NBC package. Talk a little bit about it as a guy who's raced in so many different series. The extra, I guess, partnership with NBC to cover and kind of highlight some of the experiences with IMSA going on this year.
Well, yeah, NBC is doing a great job. I mean, they're putting us on TV, and they've got, you know, great commentators that are familiar with the sport and the drivers and the cars, and you know, I think it's a good sort of complement to what they have of the Indy cars as well. So yeah, I mean, we're really excited to have NBC on board, and the effort that they put on to produce a great show and showcase, you know, what we're doing out there every weekend. So yeah, it's the more eyes on us, then you know, the better it is, I think.
And you've had success there, too. So not only do you have your family there getting a chance to see you, but also this is a track not only that you love, have an affinity for, but have had some success with as well. So describe it for those people within sort of striking distance. And it's maybe about, I would say it's maybe about 2 hours from the Chicagoland area. You can get up there and you've got a whole day of stuff happening tomorrow. Talk a little bit about what the action is going to be and what people can see if they can get out there tonight and get out there tomorrow morning and kind of hang out with you guys.
Yeah, our race, it's a 2 hour and 40 minute race from start to finish. It starts at 1:30 tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're about an hour north of Milwaukee from here, a couple hours from Chicago. But, you know, it's just a great day. I mean, the weather's looking great. In our race, we've got four different classes. So there's plenty of action and there's always a lot of racing happening, even if within each class, you know, the positions aren't changing. There is just constant action on the track and passing. And this track, more so than most places, because of the long, fast straightaways, it always just puts on a great show. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone was wondering what to do tomorrow, I'd definitely take the drive up here and come and check it out because it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let the listeners know we're talking with Ryan Briscoe. He is the driver of the 67 IMSA Ford GT for Chip Ganassi Racing. And before we let you go, Ryan, if you want to give out your social media or ways that people kind of keep up with all your adventures, if you do anything on like Twitter or Instagram for people to kind of follow along.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I mean, I'm mostly on Instagram, I guess. It's like Ryan.Briscoe, I think. it's been a challenge this weekend. The cell phone service at the track's been
sketchy
at best. So yeah. I'm sort of standing on a grass hill right now to get this interview in, hoping that the phone doesn't drop out. But I appreciate the shout-out for the social media. It's a pretty important part of what we do these days.
Yeah, hopefully people can get to see you at all the different tracks around there. Hopefully get up there tomorrow and see you at Road America. And I can feel for you, too, because I have been there in the cell service. The sight lines are great. The fan experience is great. The concessions, the food, it's all great. The racing. But the cell service is not that great. So I appreciate you taking time and jumping on with us. Good luck tomorrow, and appreciate you jumping on the show today.
All right. Thanks a lot.